phosphorus is found in natural and chemical fertilizers. When too much of it gets into a lake, it can lead to algae blooms and poor water quality. Dave Dolan likens it to premature aging. The UW Green Bay natural and applied science professor got a $285,000 grant from EPA to compile 15 years worth of sewage plant records and other statistics. He says it's tedious but important work. Doyle says each Great Lake has a target for how much phosphorus it can handle.
The target is in terms of tons per year that, you know, if you're under that, it's okay. And if you're above that, there's a concern.
In the 1970s, the EPA tracked phosphorus to sewage treatment plants, and that information led it to odor controls. After that, the agency stopped compiling statistics on phosphorus. Now, Dolan says there are other sources, such as lawn fertilizers and agricultural runoff. He says that's why the EPA has a renewed interest.
You know, in the early 90s, it looked like the problem was solved. And so, I mean, it's not just EPA, too. It's, you know, Environment Canada was responsible for their part of the lake, and they all sort of declared victory and went off to take care of other problems.
Dolan has already compiled information on Lake Erie. He hopes to have statistics on Lakes Michigan and Huron done by next summer, and then it's on to Ontario and Superior. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.